Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
All right, coming up this morning, 7:15, we'll be joined by Andrew McCarthy from National Review. And then Josh Crasher will join us at 8:05 this morning from the National Journal. A lot of news going on. Good to have those guys joining us. Vince Colonnais here with Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Hans von Spakovsky. You know him. He's a friend of the show. You hear him here quite often. He's former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, former commissioner for the Federal Election Commission from 06 to 07, and senior fellow at the Heritage Institute. That's quite a resume there. Hans, Foundation. Welcome back. Yes. Happy Friday.
Murray, Vince, thanks for having me back.
Good morning.
I want to start off talking about the DOJ recovering. They found those missing text messages between agents Strzok and Page. Can you imagine that? Where do you think they happen to find those?
Yeah, you know, it's very odd. You know, here we have the FBI saying that there was a technical glitch, and so 5 months worth of emails were texts were unrecoverable from Peter Strzok and his mistress at the FBI. But then all of a sudden, the IG says, "Oh no, we've got these texts." So in addition to reviewing what's in those texts, they need an explanation of, well, was there really a technical glitch or not? You know, if there was, that's one thing. But if this was an intentional effort by somebody to keep these texts from coming to light, you know, that's a totally different matter.
The missing texts notwithstanding, Hans, what do you make of all of the texts in terms of what we've discovered between these two very high-ranking FBI officials discussing their involvements and their opinions of the cases involving both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
Well, look, the texts reveal is unbelievable bias in favor of Hillary Clinton and finding her innocent, and against Donald Trump, texts saying that if he's elected president, it'll be a disaster for the country, and we have to do something about it. We have to have an insurance policy against him. That is not the kind of bias that you want in investigations by the chief law enforcement agency of the federal government, and it brings into question everything the FBI has done in both cases, particularly when you combine those texts with the fact that it looks like the evidence, supposed evidence, that was used to get the warrants to surveil the Trump transition team that started all this was based on opposition research. That's a violation of the FISA statute and really calls the whole thing into question.
Yeah, the response to this, though, from officials within the Justice Department, FBI, Mueller investigation is, look, people have political affiliations. That's fine. They're allowed to have their own political opinions. But when you read these, you worked in the Justice Department. Is this the type of thing that a Justice Department should stomach within an investigation?
No. In fact, if they were operating the way they should, I got to tell you, they would either stop the investigation or assign a completely new team. The other thing that I don't understand is why Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, and others is trying to prevent Congress from getting things like the evidence that the FISA warrant was based on. If there was an abuse of the system, that needs to be made public.
Yeah, I think we all know why they're slow walking this. I don't think that's a big secret.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm just going to throw that out there. I think we all know why they're slow walking this, because they don't like where it leads. I want to also talk to you about immigration and the White House throwing out their outline of what they would like to see. And some people are very upset about this, including Mark Krikorian, discussing the fact that not just people who have registered for DACA would get amnesty with a path to citizenship, but also people who were eligible for DACA but didn't bother signing up for it and enrolling in it. What do you think overall of what the president has put out there, the White House has put out?
I got to tell you, I was really disappointed to see what the White House put out. In fact, if they do a new edition of the president's book, I think they're going to have to rename it The Art of the Bad Deal, because what they're talking about is going from providing amnesty and citizenship to the 690,000 current DACA beneficiaries. They want to expand it to 1.8 million dreamers. And that means that DHS is going to have to administer the program for an additional 1 million new illegal aliens. That means all their resources are going to go from processing legal immigrants to these illegal immigrants. And the other thing is, too, that they said is, oh, yeah, they're going to end chain migration, but not retroactively. Well, there are 4 million applicants in the chain migration program currently on the books. So the end result of this, what the White House is saying, is going to be an additional at least 6 million new citizens coming out of this pool of illegal aliens and others, and the chain migration is going to go on for at least 10 years while they process this.
So, not a fan. I don't think you're alone in that at all, Hans. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thanks,
Hans von Spakovsky.